Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Anil Gupta has gotten a lot of praise, not only from his transformational workshops, but what he's been able to share with people, not only in those events, as well as through his book, Immediate Happiness. He's making his first appearance here on our program to talk to us not only about the success of the book and his message, but what it's been like for him to help people to start making changes in their lives right now, and to become the person they want to be and live the life that they want to live. Anil, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Cyrus. I'm delighted to be on your show.
Well, I'm excited to be able to speak with you, Anil. I should say, and I'll be referencing this throughout the segment, your book, Immediate Happiness, is actually on sale on Amazon.com right now for less than a dollar on the Kindle version. And you start the book off in a very profound way, and it's something that I think is so important, and I want to begin the conversation here, Anil. You say in the book, it is vital to know where you are in life so that you can get to the place you want to get in life. What has it been like for you to share that message with people, Anil, and to see the way that it's changing their lives?
Well, you know, people will always get to wherever they get to, but if they plan the journey, they'll know when they're off track. So, for example, if you wanted to get to New York and you rang up the airline, the first question they'll ask you is, where are you flying from? So you need to know where you are. And then you need to know where you want to get to, because a lot of people just don't know. They just get there. And once you plan, you have a greater chance of hitting your goal or your destination. But if you don't plan, you plan to fail.
Right, exactly. So when did this journey of planning begin for you, Anil? When did you begin this path where you were able to understand where you were and where you wanted to be?
Well, it really was through gross adversity. I had a very traumatic time 6 years ago. And, you know, people think that knowledge is power. I knew a lot of things. I knew what to do, how to do it, but I couldn't implement. So people think knowledge is power, but knowledge is not power unless you implement, unless you take action. So through that adversity, I realized who I was, where I was, what my mission in life was. And I tell people, adversity is your friend. It's not what happens in life. It's who you become.
Exactly. And, Anil, in this book, I read the book, you know, when I was prepping for this segment with you, and I was struck by so many things that you tell us in the book and share with us that really I think we have forgotten or either been told that we should not do. In Immediate Happiness, in Chapter 3, probably one of my favorite chapters in the book, you started off by saying, if you empower you, you empower your life in many different and powerful ways. And you go on in there to give these great examples of the importance of being able to take care of yourself first. And it goes beyond ego. It goes beyond really being able to have what you need so that you can help other people. That in itself is a life-changing message because, you know, just like I know, we're told so many times to put others ahead of ourselves. But you give even the episode, of course, if, you know, when something happens in the airplane, we're told to put the oxygen on ourselves first, you know, so that we can then be of help, of course, to other people. You know, that in itself is not easy to program ourselves to do, but how has that helped you as you've gone throughout your life?
Well, you know, it's a muscle. At first, it's difficult, and next time it's again difficult. But as you develop that muscle, it gets stronger and stronger, and also it gets easier to get into action. So, but the number one discipline we must master is awareness. From awareness, we get clarity, and that's what's missing from our lives is that clarity. But you cannot be fulfilled, you cannot be loving, you cannot be in love without awareness.
Hmm. Wow. Well, and, you know, I think it's those little things, awareness, and you talk about that in the book quite a bit, you know, the importance of that awareness for us. There was a very profound thing that happened, a lesson that you learned from a tube of toothpaste that you shared in the book, Neil. And, you know, it was one of those things that seems like such a little thing, but, you know, a conversation with your wife about it really helped you. When you talk, when you mentioned awareness, it made me think about it. You said in that situation where, you know, you would, you know, sometimes you would, you know, forget to put the cap on, and other times you'd do it, you know, just that you're kind of get at her. And she said to you, when you don't put the cap on, I lose love for you. And you wrote in the book something, and I had made a note of this, so it's funny you mentioned awareness. You said, my level of awareness made me realize that my wife did not love me as much as she could in that moment, and that the simple actions I was repeating were actually causing her to lose little bits of love for me that I immediately felt in my gut. And that in itself, so it really was a real thing. So when you share that in your workshops, when people have read it in your book, you know, I know that has made a difference for them too. Talk to us about how it feels for you to know that you're able to share that information and to know that that little thing can help them when it comes to awareness.
Well, you know, it saves people's marriages, because I see so many people who say to me, well, I didn't do anything. You know, I don't know why she left me. I said, well, that's the reason, because you didn't do anything. If you had a brand new Ferrari, you wouldn't just leave it. You'd nurture it, care for it, you know, look after it. So what I say to people is this: be sensitive. As human beings, we grow up with a lot of things that happen to us. So something that is very easy or flippant to me may mean so much to my wife. So, you know, if you don't have that conversation and you never know what it means to her, it can cause her an upset. And while she's upset, she can't love you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that communication.
Exactly, that communication that is so important. And you talk about that later on in the book, too, even with children, when you talk about meaning. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege of speaking today with Anil Gupta. He is known to many because of his transformational workshops and information he's been able to share online. But he's also written a book last year that was released called Immediate Happiness. I referenced it earlier. It's available on sale right now on Amazon.com. We'll tell you guys again how you can stay in contact with Anil a little bit later. You know, you mentioned that about, you know, that awareness, and also, of course, what it does for us in everything that we do. On chapter 16 of the book, another chapter that I paid close attention to, Anil, Meaning-Making Machines is what the title of the chapter is. And you start us off by saying this: if you mainly focus and become stronger on the inside, then you will become stronger on the outside too. Work from the inside out for a fulfilled life. And that in itself, again, is another thing that makes people kind of think. Explain to us what that means and the importance of being able to start working on the inside man first.
Okay, so let me just give you two distinctions.
Sure.
Do you think as human beings we're seeking happiness?
Yes.
Okay, we're not.
Hmm.
We think we are, and, you know, we look at the pursuit of happiness. But what we're actually seeking is something deeper than happiness, which is fulfillment. But no one teaches us or talks about fulfillment. So fulfillment comes from within. Happiness is external. Motivation is external. Inspiration is internal. So we are always with us. We always have our inner thoughts, our inner beings with us. The external world is constantly changing. So if, for example, you're able to generate, and as human beings, we do everything for one reason only. It's for a feeling. We have a nice meal for a feeling. We have a relationship for a feeling. We want money in the bank, not because we want the security. It's because we want the feeling of having that security. So everything we do is for a feeling. So imagine a life, Cyrus. Imagine this life. If you could generate any feeling at any time, what power would that give you in your life?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is a good point. That is it. And so I'm curious about this, though, Anil. That in itself, I mean, is so powerful. When you talk about inspiration beginning, that's inside. And I think a lot of times, I think, is that why then for people who feel as though they have certain gifts or feel as though they've been given something special, that it burns within them so, because it's more so from that inside, something that is, you know, something that really is a part of all of them. Is that why you think that they kind of are really passionate about being able to pursue it?
Yeah, because they're filled with joy. That's why you'll notice that a lot of poverty-stricken artists are so happy, because they're doing what they love.
Right.
So I was with Richard Branson on his island recently, and we said, Richard, what is it about your life that you love the most? He says, my relationships, and I get to do what I love.
Hmm.
You know, if you get to do what you love, everything else gets handled.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that, Anil, and I believe that has been true for me as well. So this book, as I mentioned, was officially released last year, and the reviews have been amazing for it. I'll be adding my review this weekend to Amazon.com. You know, is that just a part of the excitement for you, Anil, to not only be able to share what you have learned, to share what you have been able to, you know, impart to others who have attended your workshops, but to see that people are really not only getting it, but using it?
You know, that's the greatest gift. When you see someone's life change, when you see their face lit up, when you see that they get a hint of their mission and passion in life, especially young people, Cyrus, young people are so easy to help because they don't have the baggage of us older people.
Right.
And when you see a young person inspired and filled with passion, it's the greatest feeling.
Yeah, exactly. You dedicated the book to your wife and children. You know, has being a father, Anil, is that one of the things that has inspired you in your life?
You know, I remember when my son was born, I cried. I think, you know, what's wrong with you? You don't cry, you know, you're not the crying type. What happened? And I couldn't work it out. But I realized that the three pathways to fulfillment were filled. Can I share those three pathways?
Sure, definitely.
Okay, the first pathway, if you do this, if you're grateful for what you have and don't focus on what you don't have, that's the first G. The second G is give. Give your energy, your love, your commitment, your joy, your happiness, your forgiveness, your kindness, your strength, your greatness. Give it away. And the third G, if you grow emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally, you will be fulfilled. So in that moment my son was born, I had all three Gs. I felt I'd given something to the community, to the world. I felt I'd grown, and I was so grateful to have this young, beautiful soul in my hands.
Wow.
But you see, we're never taught how to reach fulfillment. We assume that, you know, you get a job, you be successful, and you have kids, you'll be successful and have fulfillment. But it's very easy. Three G's: give, grow, gratitude.
Exactly. And that reminds me of something else I read in the book, Inspiring Happiness, Immediate Happiness, Anil, and it was in chapter 31. This is what you wrote. And again, it ties in perfectly with what you just said. If you focus on the day your son is born, I guarantee you, you will have a happy thought even when he is now in front of you as a teenager who just got into trouble. Choose to focus on something positive. And if you put something down in that magic moment book, you can stack up great moments and great feelings that can also be a part of your toolkit for success and happiness. You instruct us throughout the book to write quite a bit. I mean, you ask us to write the things that come to us, to put down these moments. How important has the writing process been for you in your healing?
Writing is very important because if you see it, you hear it, and then if you feel it, and then if you write it down, it exacerbates the feeling to the core. So it gets ingrained into you. And then when you come back to it, it reinforces that feeling so you can immediately look at it, read it, and say, oh, yes, I get it. So it increases that level of awareness, and it increases the level of insights, because we get insights and then they disappear. But if you write them down, you'd be amazed at how many things that can happen. For example, I was coaching. After every coaching call I have, I ask the client to send me an insights page. And one of the recent clients sent me 31 insights. And these calls are only 30 minutes. So it was a minute, an insight.
Yeah.
And, you know, and what tends to happen is that you get one or two insights, and that triggers off other insights. Because it's all linked together. It's like a pack of cards, a house of cards. So really, if you tackle the number one or the number two issue that you have, and it's normally about worthiness, not being good enough, not being loved, not belonging, if you can trigger that, it really has a profound effect on your life.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. Anil Gupta, everyone, is my guest. We're talking to him not only about the insights he's been able to share with us about awareness in his book, Immediate Happiness, but what it's been like for him, as you just heard him say, to be able to hear from those that he's had the opportunity to coach, those who have read the book, and to see how what he is sharing with them is already working in their lives. Words are so important. Your words, have definitely had a lot of power in people's lives, Anil. In Chapter 40 of the book, you give us some of the powerful quotes that you have been inspired by. I wanted to share two of them with our listeners here and have you talk about them a little bit. One of them is actually one of my favorites as well, from Dr. Martin Luther King. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. How has the role of faith played a role in not only the man that you've become, but also what you've been able to share with the world, Anil?
Faith is vital. I coach people who don't trust God. And I said, look, the reason you don't trust God is because your faith is not deep enough. You have to increase your faith. And the most important faith you have to increase is the faith in you. You have to trust you. You have to trust God. You have to trust the universe. You can't live in a world without abundance, without love, without sincerity and hope and cleanliness and joy. If you're living in a world that doesn't contain that, you're going to be devoid of faith. You got to have faith in man. You got to have faith in humans.
Exactly. I think that is great. Another one of the quotes that I read in the book that I thought, wow, that's really powerful. And I was curious, in your own life, when we all are faced with challenges, how this has inspired you. The quote is from Vince Lombardi. It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up. How has that helped you as you've looked at challenges that you face in your own life?
So I give the example of children. Imagine that you had a child and your child fell down. You wouldn't say, oh my God, don't try that, that's too dangerous. No, you carry on until you do it. You become unstoppable. And this is what's happening in our lives. We're not unstoppable. We try once, we try twice, and we give up. I don't know where that came from, but if you become unstoppable, if you realize that it's not what happens in life, it's who you become, that's the most important thing. If you look at what Oprah went through, look at who she became. She became a human being that made a difference, that touches, inspires, and uplifts so many lives.
Right.
You can have a set of twins, exactly the same process, exactly the same experiences. They could be two different people because of who they become. So ask yourself this question. Who have I become? And then ask, who do I want to be? Once you know, and this is where we started off, once you know where you are and once you know where you want to get to, you can make that transition.
That is so true. That is so true, Anil. I think that is really the icing on the cake of this conversation. Again, everyone, Anil Gupta has been our guest. The book that we've been discussing today is a must-get. It's perfect for this weekend for those joining us live. Immediate Happiness is the title of the book. It's available right now on Amazon.com, the Kindle version, for less than a book. Really gives you no excuse not to get the book. It just what I've shared here are just snippets from the chapters that you will be able to get and the insight that Anil shared, and also some great examples from those that he's been able to meet as well. And I think this book will really help you, as we said in the beginning of this conversation, to be happy now using these practical steps and to be able to really make it your own and to start living your life with more awareness, as well as, of course, being able to realize the person that you are within and being able to bring that without. Anil, thank you so much for the time today. AnilGuptaInspires.com, is that the best website for our listeners to go to?
Probably the best one now is immediatehappiness.com.
Okay. immediatehappiness.com. Make sure you guys go there. You can also stay in contact with Anil online. You can find the information on his website as well. But immediatehappiness.com is the website again. And Anil, thank you so much for the time today. I really do appreciate it.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, Cyrus, and spreading the message. Thank you.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. If you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.